Hi, welcome to The Kicker. I'm Kyle Pope, editor and publisher of the Columbia Journalism Review. This week, what happens when your local TV news isn't so local? It turns out that 10% of the country, about 30 million people, live in places where the local news they get on TV isn't from the same state that they live in. And the implications of that are huge when it comes to voter turnout, when it comes to how much information people have about elections, when it comes to whether they can watch their favorite sports team. And it's kind of an under-the-radar version of the news desert debate, which is what happens when you live in a place where you're just not getting any information. This is similar. You're getting information, but it's not information that you think is most relevant to you. I'm joined today by Corey Hutchins, who's CJR's Colorado correspondent, who's looked at this. Hello, Corey.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you looked at Durango, Colorado, as an example of one of these orphan counties. I mean, Durango is in a corner of the state that means it's closer to Albuquerque than to Denver, right?
Correct, yeah. It's about, it's La Plata County. Durango is the seat. It's a college town of about 20,000 people. There's 56,000 people that live in La Plata County. And not everybody who lives there is denied broadcasts out of Denver. Those who have cable access can get it, but what the orphan county issue affects are people who have satellite dishes. And so this likely means that a lot of these people are more rural residents.
Right.
And I talked to, you know, a couple there that I kind of led the story with, who told me that, you know, because of where they live in a more rural part of the county outside of the city, they don't have cable because there's issues there. They told me when it rains, it's hard to get service. So they have satellite, but the satellite, because of the way DMAs or designated market areas are set up by the private data analytics company Nielsen, the way those are set up, they get their satellite TV beamed in from local TV stations from Albuquerque, New Mexico, about 200 miles away. Yeah. They would rather have it from Denver, which is a little more than 300 miles away, but they can't get it. And so they and folks in the county officials in La Plata, became the first local government to petition the FCC to say, hey, we would like the ability to have Denver broadcasting in here. And it's been what the Attorney General of Colorado calls a pain point for residents down there for a very long time.
So what does this mean in terms of the information that they're getting, the fact that it's from Albuquerque and not from Denver? I mean, what are they not seeing that they want?
So what they complain about, and what's really fascinating, is hundreds of letters have flooded the FCC from La Plata County from residents who have put something called a public comment to the FCC, and they're just raging about what they're missing. And what they complain about missing are stories out of their state legislature, stories about statewide politicians. An anecdote, a woman told me that she went to see a candidate for Colorado governor speak, and she mistakenly believed the candidate was running against the governor of New Mexico because that's the person she sees on TV all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is all important because, you know, local TV news remains the place where most people get their information. So if they're getting it from somewhere that's not in the state they live, they miss out on a lot. And it must be said, I mean, you mentioned this in the story that you posted about this on CJR, but there also is the issue of sports, which is really important to a lot of these people. So they're not seeing the Broncos, right?
That's right. Yeah.
That may be the real issue here.
I think the folks in Albuquerque, the broadcasters there, you know, they're the ones pushing back against this. They essentially appealed to the FCC to say, hey, don't let Denver do this. And their argument is that they're really providing the local community news to the folks in Durango and La Plata because they're closer.
You had an example in your piece about, what was it, a chemical spill or something that?
Oh, it was a mine. It was a mine spill. It was called the Gold King mine spill. It was a real bad EPA caused disaster that turned a river in that part of the state mustard yellow. And it's true that KOB, the station in Albuquerque, New Mexico, had their helicopter over the scene very quickly, and they shared their footage with Denver TV stations in Colorado. And like, that's what they'll use for an argument. It's like, look here, hey, we're boots on the ground in your county. We're covering your community. They argue that the folks in Denver are not going to drive or fly the 300, 400 miles over the Continental Divide to put boots on the ground to cover La Plata County news. And they say, you know, if the FCC grants this petition, they worry that it's going to upset other orphan counties all over the country where citizens and county and local governments can petition the FCC to get in-state news, while the other local TV stations that are providing the news say, look, we're giving them local news. So it's kind of a battle about what local really means.
You mention and you link in your piece to some academic work on what the effect of having of being an orphan county is to people who live there. What are some of the sort of signs of fallout?
Sure. So caveat, it's a 10-year-old study. Another caveat, the orphan county issues is so arcane and it's very obscure. The political scientists who wrote this study told me that after they published it, it pretty much remained obscure. I think it has a handful of sites since then. So they were kind of excited that CJR was going to bring this up again. They also believe they coined the term orphan county back in 2010. What they found after studying what they did is they studied turnout. And
For non-presidential elections.
Yeah, for non-presidential elections, they studied turnout, and they pretty much found that turnout goes down in orphan counties, and what they believe is that's because folks who are watching television are getting what they call irrelevant information, meaning information that's coming from another state and is not relevant to what's happening on their ballot. That's backed up anecdotally by folks I've talked to and people who've written letters to the editor to the local newspaper in Durango and these hundreds of comments in the FCC. And the one thing I do want to say about this, so we should note that maybe not everybody should be just focusing on one medium to get news when they're trying to fill out their ballot, right? I don't think we want people just going to one TV station right. to get all their information. However, one of my favorite comments, and I actually didn't put this one in the story, we put some others, but one of my favorite comments to the FCC was from somebody in La Plata County who said the biggest problem with having New Mexico television is that it doesn't allow that person to get Denver news. Quote, this is important, especially during election, because I don't have any means other than newspaper and internet, both questionable sources, to rely on to vote a well-informed ballot.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have to be realistic about this. I mean, people have busy lives and they don't have time to sort of go out and search a lot of different places. That's the reality on the ground. I brought up news deserts and how I thought this was a kind of, you know, subset of that discussion. I mean, I know that there's been a lot of talk about news deserts in Colorado. I mean, do you see these two things as related, orphan counties and in terms of what the lived experience of people who live in these places is?
I kind of do, because this is an issue that kind of pops up in parts of rural America. And I would love to see somebody create a Venn diagram of orphan counties around America and places that, you know, we've basically decided are news deserts and see where the middle is on that.
Because under most definitions of news deserts, they wouldn't be counted because they are actually covered. But your point is that they're not really covered in a way that's meaningful to the people who live there.
Certainly not the ones who are complaining to the FCC about it. I mean, they want to see information coming out of their state legislature. They don't want to see what's going on at the New Mexico State House when they live in Colorado.
So finally, what's the prognosis, or what's the sort of path on the FCC discussion or debate or the legal process? What happens now?
Okay, the process is clear, but what's going to happen is unclear, and the only people who know are the commissioners of the FCC. That's it. They actually don't have to do anything. The FCC granted La Plata County's petition. They said, okay, you should be able to have Denver TV. Albuquerque stations appealed. They hired a law firm that did a pretty good job with their arguments. And that kicks it to the full, the media bureau of the FCC granted the petition. That the appeal essentially halted the ability for the two satellite providers and the Denver TV stations, if they want to beam in there. And now it's up to the full Federal Communications Commission to decide. And they just haven't done that yet. It's been a couple years. That's why our new Attorney General, the Democrat Phil Weiser, a former telecommunications lawyer, by the way, so he understands this issue, flew up to Washington, got a face-to-face meeting with Chairman Ajit Pai, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, and said, hey, what are you going to do? We want you to make sure this is on your agenda. He left the meeting, he told me, the AG told me, he left the meeting comforted that it is on the commission's radar. He does believe that the FCC will act, but he also told me that they don't have to. They can just sit there and do nothing. Mm-hmm. And the FCC is kind of known for not moving quickly on things. And so it leaves it in limbo, and talk to people in La Plata County and say, hey, at least your attorney general's on this. And they kind of roll their eyes and go, oh, man, we've heard this before.
Yeah. Corey, thanks a lot. It's totally interesting.
Yeah, you bet.
So you can read Corey's story about orphan counties on CJR.org now, as well as everything else that's going on in the world of media, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. See you next week. Bye.